Knucklehead.
Knucklehead.
930 Knucklehead with Brad and John.
What did you do now, Knucklehead?
KISM. Thanks for the votes, everybody. A lot of votes coming in this morning. Let's deal with our runners-up. Let's start off with the Dallas Cowboys for sending one of their players out onto the field last Sunday. For the entire game, he played with his name misspelled on his jersey.
Son, with the Cowboys, it's more about the front of the jersey. Don't worry about it.
Then you got the woman in California who went to the all-you-can-eat buffet at the sushi restaurant there, and she ate 32 sushi rolls. 32 rolls to the point where her stomach was as hard as asphalt, and she ended up in the emergency room, and they... I don't know. They did whatever they had to do to get that stuff out of there. And that couldn't
severe
have been,
acid reflux.
That couldn't have been pleasant. But our 930 Knucklehead winner today has got some insulation in some places that I don't think insulation is supposed to go.
No.
Knucklehead.
Number one nomination, Knucklehead.
Knucklehead.
I don't think they've got an applicator for insulation in that location.
Well, I think this guy's probably more uncomfortable than the woman that ate all the sushi. An unnamed 45-year-old man from the United States had been inserting objects into his unit in an effort to aid for erectile dysfunction. His partner had the idea of putting a straw attached to an can of insulation foam in there. She says she accidentally hit the button for the foam, and that shot a bunch of the expanding insulation foam into his junk. And, of course, that hardened immediately. And that might have been, like, initially the idea. But then it became, like, you know, something's really messed up here.
Yeah.
He waited 3 weeks, John, before to go in because he was having trouble, like, with normal, like, everyday functions.
Well, sure, that thing isn't going to function in other ways.
Yeah, and then if you want to read more about what they had to do to get all that foam out of there, there's 3 or 4 pages worth of several different stories to read if you want to.
Sit down with your sub sandwich today.
Yeah.
From Subway.
They say that thing may never work again.
We're not even, you know, we're talking about how that thing is malfunctioning now. But we're not even thinking about the poison that he put into his system.
Oh,
like
yeah.
That stuff inside your body.
I mean, when people do the back alley injections kind of thing, they fill
their Quikrete back in
Quikrete
there.
And some other kind of bathroom caulk and all that. Keep Home Depot out of your pants.
Yeah. Well, we may see this guy at the end of the year.
He may go wire to wire.
He could. He has the sounds of a guy who is going to be a player here in December for 930 Knucklehead of the Year. Thanks to the Rockfish Grill and the Anacortes Brewery.
Oh, yeah. Get some live music in your weekend and some great food and drink. Check out AnacortesRockfish.com.
The Brad and John Show, home of the 930 Knucklehead. Powered by the Rockfish Grill and Anacortes Brewery. Serving Northwest food and great beers. And on tap now, the Knucklehead Red. Delicious new brew, perfect for any day. Check out the menu, event schedule, and live music lineup at AnacortesRockfish.com. Located on the corner of 4th and Commercial in downtown Anacortes. Don't be a knucklehead. Get to the Rockfish Grill.